Light, camera, etch.
Quiet on the set.
Now. You got a whole lot of podcasts. Good content, some cap. But today, you are now with Cyber One Pro Production.
Yo, what's up, what's happening, what is going on with y'all, and today on Cybershot Podcast, check it out, man, we got some engagement from Mr. No Show from No Show's Theater in reference to the recap of the previous show, Black Male, Endangered Species. Also, we got some other stuff to jump into. Stick around. Let's go.
Here we go.
Yo, check this out, man. We're going to jump right on into Mr. No Show's phone call from No Show's Theater. Check it out. Salute to the homie, Mr. No Show. Been taking this journey with me since day one, you know what I'm saying? And just in case you don't know who Mr. No Show is, let me give you a little bit of insight about Mr. No Show from No Show's Theater. Right now, the gunship, we had an overlay on KRST Radio.
What's up, Mr. No Show? He's a hardworking brother. I know you up to something real special.
All right, Mr. No Show. Man, you a motherfucking beast on here. You are really, really creating a world, a mental picture in my head strictly from audio.
Yo, that's madness, dog. Number one, I'm not working for anybody that's going to still put my life in danger. You can have that route, especially if they're trying to kill me. And it's kill to be killed out here, and they're going to look at me as a black man and say that they killed a person. For what reason? Outside of just doing my job when you're supposed to be doing... Nah. This job is not my life. I'd rather save my life and do something that can be less threatening. And if I got to do that, and I got to kill somebody to get a paycheck and make sure my family's straight, nah, I don't want to have to ever kill nobody. Even a fighter or a boxer, UFC fighter, they don't want to kill anybody. You know what I'm saying? But this is talking about actually for your life, for a paycheck. You can mess me with that bullshit.
Say less. That's right, Mr. No Show. Say less. Yo, check this out. This is one thing I want to talk about as far as engagement is concerned. Now, I shared this podcast with him. I don't normally do that, you know what I'm saying? Because I know if he want to listen, he's going to listen, you know what I'm saying? We've been down since 2017, so I normally don't do that. But this in particular topic, I shared it with him, you know what I'm saying? Because I wanted his input. Now, here's what I'm talking about when it comes to engagement. Not only did he call in the station, he broke the word down for me. Endangered. And first, when he responded to me, he sent me a DM, which is cool. You know, we chat like that off the air, not only about podcasts, but, you know, real shit like everyday life. Everyday life, you know what I mean? But check it out. So he said, yeah, black is death, is dark. So yeah, endangered. Then he broke down endangered, N-E-N_angered. And that makes me go into the next segue. Do you consider yourself black or melanated? Well, at least that's how I understood it. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, I'm saying that to say, hey, there's a difference and words are powerful. But check this out. Once again, do you consider yourself melanated or do you consider yourself black? Okay. There's so many stereotypes with young black males. People in general, you know what I'm saying? Melanated people. For instance, if you see a black male 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", say he's stout, oh man, he must be a football player. Why couldn't he be a fucking doctor or a lawyer? Or if you see somebody like, yo, he's almost 7 feet tall, man. Yo, check it out. I know he played basketball.
Really?
Why couldn't he be a dentist? Or why couldn't he have been the creator of an invention? You know what I'm saying? Stereotypes like that. I mean, like, we know it's Black History Month. Oh, man. Off the top of the head, the lawnmower. You know what I'm saying? The internet. The GPS. Anyway, whatever. We can go on and do a whole show about that. But check this out. Categorizing yourself as Black, that entitles you to nothing in America. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you were to say indigenous, you probably got some land floating around out there. But Black, terms like Black and Afro-American? Yeah, that leaves you with absolutely nothing. But check this out. Some of us actually have Negro on our birth certificate. What's on your birth certificate? Do you know? Now, let's get back to the term melanated. Oh, man. Almost time for dinner. Let's get back to the term melanated. Now, whether you have a lot of melanin, a little bit of melanin, a slight bit of melanin, there's something about not wanting to call a Black person, which most of us are brown anyway, boogie down, by the way, melanated. Okay. Condenser mic. Can you guys hear the guys racing? I'm not doing it over. Okay. Now, back to the melanin. Melanin, the last time I checked, this was years ago. Might have to check it again, or maybe you can check and let me know. Melanin is worth more than gold per ounce. You know, depending on how the stock market fluctuates. We all know how it is. You know what I'm saying? And also, they're starting to use melanin in computer chips, which before they were using gold. Interesting. Okay, my bad. Sorry about that. They may have been a little loud. Getting back to the stereotypes. Now, give you a prime example. I was in, where was I at? Oh, yeah. I was at the dump, dumping the truck in line, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they got the portalettes up there. You know, sometimes you got to pull over and hit the portalette, you know? Good thing is at the dump because they clean them out. Anyway, TMI, my bad. Anyway, there was some other guys out there, you know, in line, waiting to use the portalette, and this dude came by. This young brother came by in a Tesla. You know what I'm saying? And I was thinking, this is what I was thinking. I was like, yo, okay, he in a Tesla. Okay, he had the landfill. I'm thinking to myself, hey, either he has his finances in order and he works in a corporate position. Two, hey, he's a young man that takes advantage of this internet situation. You know what I'm saying? Man, there are CEOs out here at 22 years old running shit. Maybe he's invested in crypto. Maybe he has some NFTs out there. You know what I'm saying? Or investments that he's flipped. Hell, I don't know. Maybe he's a YouTuber. Shit, I don't fucking know. I don't know. But anyway, with that being said, I'm thinking all positive things about this young brother. Didn't even look like he was 30 years old yet. And someone would like Daryl Melton's like, wonder how can he afford that? Probably stole it or a drug dealer or something. Yeah, okay. And I'm pretty sure you drive a jacked up pickup truck. Hey, they put some money in them damn things. Hey, don't get it twisted, man. They put like $100,000 in them motherfuckers. But anyway, this is just an example to see how people view you as a melanated person. No matter what you do, is always put the negative first. You know what I'm saying? Always put the negative first. I mean, I have been experiencing this my whole life. I can remember younger when I was in school, right? And the kids used to be like, hey, yo, there's a new guy. You know, maybe he stayed in your apartment or whatever, your housing company, what the fuck ever. You get on the bus, yo, we got a new guy. Right, yeah. I just saw him move in, you know, he's still jet lagged, but you know, whatever. He'll be at school, not today, but tomorrow. So a new guy comes, boom, okay. Now I remember one time, one of my homies moved in, it's a new guy. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't start school because he got there like after school was over. You know what I'm saying? And it was like on a Friday. So I was like, yo, we got a new guy, he'll be here Monday. Yeah, whatever. Because I saw him that Thursday. Anyway, you get the gist of what I'm saying. So the homie comes to school the next day, he's like, hey. Everybody's like, you didn't see there was a new black guy. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm black. Oh, I'm melanated. Get the fuck out of here. But those are some of the examples of being a melanated male in America. And with that being said, before I get up out of here, check it out. Before I have all of that conscious community and the Black Panthers and everybody come after me. Relax. Check it out. Listen, I most definitely had a big afro with the metal pick with the fist in it in the 70s. I've been through some shit. So if we don't want to use black, we don't want to use African American, and we don't want to use melanated, how about we just simply go with hue? You know what I'm saying? Hue. Which means color. You know what I mean? Why don't we just keep it like that? And with that being said, check it out. The Cybercopter gunship has some future flights coming up. We have a video from T. Drake, that's right, to make a Drake. Red Sable, DJ Lala, and much, much more. So right now, this has just been a quick overlay on the Cybercopter gunship with Mr. No Show. You know what I'm saying? So, as you prepare to start your week off, remember this. Relax. It's not that serious. You know what I mean? Took me to the end of the episode to get my levels right. Oh, man. But anyway, like I always like to say at this time, without no you, there would be no me, which equals we. And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch. Yo, get at me on Twitter, man. Just tag @ShotCyber. You can see behind the scenes. Yeah, I'm running a little behind like that. But, you know, if you're interested in podcasts, and also, be on the lookout for, I can't talk about it. I just got to be about it.